Welcome to the Hero Hub podcast, where we explore the journeys of the industry innovators, trailblazers, and game changers who are shaping the future of vehicles and equipment. Whether you're here for cutting-edge tech, business strategies, or simple love of the ride, this is where you'll find the inspiration to fuel your journey.
My name is Jeff. I'm the General Sales Manager of Sandpoint Marine and Motorsports, located in Sandpoint in Ponderay, Idaho, very northern Idaho up the Panhandle. I'm a new member of the team, actually. Believe it or not, I started in the parts department. I'm a transplant from Southern California, so I have an extensive history in power sports. And so we moved here over the summer, and it was natural for me to find my way back into the power sports industry. Had the pleasure of working in the parts department just to kind of feel my way around the dealership and get to know some of the personalities. And in the beginning of August, I was positioned to take over the sales department. I come from a large multi-line dealership group that had five stores located in Southern California. Each store sold, 200 units per month of various manufacturers. And so this is, I'm taking all of the experience that I gained from there, and I'm positioning it here in Sandpoint. So we're a full line dealership, and the benefit here is that we have all four seasons, and as a result, I get to play with some of the products that we didn't have in the Southern California deserts. So during the spring motorcycle season, summer is lots of ATVs, quads, and side-by-side type units. One of the biggest differences here is that a lot of the side-by-sides, people prefer the cabbed models, the one with the windshield and the glass doors, the ones with the HVAC systems do really well up here. In the fall, that kind of tapers off when we get into snow machine season, and that's a whole new ball game for me. I haven't been on a snowmobile in a number of years, so I'm looking forward to not only playing with the toys, but learning the product and working closely with the customers. And then spring brings us right back into motorcycles, and that's kind of where my bread and butter history is. So I get to enjoy all four seasons and the products that come along with those.
What made you kind of choose this industry for career, work choices?
I'm a lifelong motorcyclist. The only thing I love more than the bikes is the community that goes along with them. I spent a number of years in the auto industry. I've basically been a finance manager, a business manager, the majority of my career for the past 20 years. And I made the transition from the auto industry to Harley-Davidson dealership in 2017. And that was a wild ride, no pun intended. The bikes are different. The people are really cool. The customers are, very, very passionate about the product. I knew that this was the right place for me because I couldn't combine some professional skills that I had, being a business manager, and be around a product that I'm ultra passionate about. And that's really what kind of showed me that this is the way to go. In 2022, transitioned from Harley-Davidson to that multi-line power sports dealership. And it was really nice because all of the products come with, the people are still just as passionate, but it's a wide range of products. God bless Harley-Davidson, but the experience can be somewhat selfish. It's really geared towards the rider. Whereas, I'm happily married, 17 years now, have two young daughters myself. And it's nice to all be able to get into a side-by-side together and spend some time as a family, as opposed to a guy trekking off for 4 days on a Harley by himself, So it's very family oriented. And at this stage in my life, that's my why. That's why I'm here. I get to not only combine something that I'm good at, but be around a product that I'm passionate about, but my family gets to come now too.
How are you kind of able to balance your work and family life?
The schedule is something that allows us to do that here. Everybody knows the auto industry is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's one of the reasons why I kind of got into power sports in the beginning, be able to spend some meaningful time with my family. And, the thing here is, every once in a while, I need to remind myself why I've chosen this industry. I need to go for a long motorcycle ride. I need to go out in the woods and play with a quad. This winter, I'm looking forward to throwing a leg over a snow machine and getting out there and experiencing something new. So if you're not passionate about the products that you have in your dealership, why are we here? There's a reason why we've kind of chosen this lifestyle. And again, every once in a while, we need to remind ourselves why we're doing it, why we've chosen power sports over any of the other things that we could be doing with our time.
What is something that people don't see behind like the showroom floor? If you
It's funny you say that because, as I said, I've been a business manager for the majority of my career. And when I came to Sandpoint, I started in the parts department here to kind of feel out the dealership and the people. And I'll tell you, I wouldn't be having the same level of success as I am as the GSM if I hadn't have had that experience. It really allowed me to build some relationships with not only, the service manager, the parts manager, the shipping and receiving clerks, the technicians. So instead of just starting, hitting the ground running in the sales department, yeah, I need this, this, and this, know the names of every single one of my technicians. I know the family situation of a lot of the people behind the parts counter. That allows me to make a personal connection with them. So in the instance that I do need something for the sales department, it's not just this new guy coming back there and, having all these crazy requests. It's people that I've already built a relationship for, and that's really been something that I'm thankful for here at this dealership.
How do you focus on continually having relationship with your customers?
Well, some of the things that I bring from my time at Harley-Davidson is to have lots of events that are very customer friendly. Even if it's just something like an open house or a backyard barbecue or something new like that, we do kids ATV courses is something that I'm trying to build awareness of, the family friendly events. So that way you bring the whole family. It's not just, one person that's enjoying the machine. It's something that everybody can use. And, customers appreciate that stuff. And it sometimes allows them to build a relationship with us and our salespeople. So that way it's not the first time that you've seen Dan as one of my salespeople. It's not the first time that you've met Dan when you're just like reviewing the figures trying to purchase some machine. This is someone that you've met before. He handed you and your family a hot dog at one of our barbecues. And we have two sets of customers in our community. We have the core clients that are here year round, and then we have the seasonal people. And this helps gain familiarity with both of those groups of people. And we really need to emphasize and capitalize on both of those groups to be able to continue as a business and increase year over year sales. Yes, I absolutely want to take care of my core customers. But at the same time, the people who are only here for 2 weeks or 2 months out of the year, I really want that business as well. Know that they have a place to come, a qualified service department, knowledgeable salespeople, almost like a home away from home. So when they're up here for the 4th of July, just enjoying themselves, please come on down to our dealership, see what we have to offer, see what's going on. Our whole dealership is open to you to enjoy. And, it's not just about the money. We are really here for the toys.
It's time for good review, bad review. We've researched your dealership and pulled a 1-star review and a 5-star review. How would you handle these situations? Let's find out.
It was by a guy named Kyle. He just said, "These people are incompetent. I special ordered a part for my Ranger, paid to have it overnighted, left a hunting trip halfway through in Montana, and drove 8 hours to get the part and fix it in my shop, and the part never showed. Not much we can do. We forgot to select overnight shipping," was the answer I got. How do you usually deal with these kind of things?
It sounds like a tough one. And again, my experience in the parts department has taught me that a part gets ordered at the end of the day, even with overnight shipping, like you're probably not going to get it for like 3 days. So something that I would stress to my sales staff is to under promise and over deliver, set realistic expectations, like own it. If we know from our experience that even with overnight shipping, that it sometimes takes 3 days to get a part, set the client up for those expectations, right? And if it gets there in a day or 2 days, then you're winning. Hey, great news. Your part got here ahead of schedule. I would much rather make that phone call than, hey man, I'm really sorry. I know we're a little behind schedule on this part, and try to handle it from the back end.
So your 5-star review that you got on here actually brought up you when it comes to parts. It just says, "Jeff is seriously the best parts guy I've ever dealt with. He's always super helpful and knows his stuff. Every time I see him, he can be friendly. He's friendly and patient, and he gets my parts to me quickly so I can get back out there as soon as possible. And I really appreciate that. Honestly, if you need anything for your boat, go see Jeff." And that was from Zachary.
You know, this one was a surprise for me too. Zach is one of my guys that's only here for a couple months out of the year, and he needed to source some parts like my first week in. And so it was a great learning experience for me to go through the microfiche, figure out the parts that he wanted, set up realistic expect time for parts. And you know, he had such a good experience. This guy has lots of toys. He's got two side-by-sides, a quad, and a boat. And he ended up needing some parts and accessories for all of this stuff. And you know, after that, I was just his go-to guy. And then lo and behold, when it came time for him to purchase not one, but two jet skis for his family, where do you think he came? Obviously to SMMS. And by that time, I had been moved to the sales department and I had the pleasure of taking care of Zach again. So this goes to show you that if you build the right relationship with somebody, they'll come back to you. Something that I learned really early on back in my auto industry days, this 70-year-old salesperson told me that if you do the wrong thing, you lie to somebody, give them misinformation, or otherwise kind of screw up the deal, they're going to go and they're going to tell, you know, at that time, I think he said 25, but with the way the internet works, it's like 100 people how bad you were, how unhappy he was. Leave us a one-star review, right? But if you go out of your way and do the right thing with honesty and credibility, Gil was his name, told me that that customer will tell three people that he knows how good you were, and one of them might come see you for a sale. And so, you know, just as the bad reviews are exponentially more in 2025, the good reviews are exponentially more. I mean, Zach was nice enough to leave me a five-star review, and I'm positive that hundreds of people have seen that since then. Word of mouth definitely follows you. Just do the right thing, and people will tell people how good you are. That's what's going to set you apart from other places.
So obviously you've been part of the industry for a long time. What's been the biggest change that has affected you in the industry over, I mean, since you were in California to now? Like, what's been the biggest change in the industry?
I mean, it makes me sound old, but when I started in 2006, the internet really wasn't that big of a factor. But at the same time, I have turned that into something that's one of my greatest strengths. Back in the day, you know, your presentation on any product was you as a salesperson. Open all the doors, show them the inside, have them sit in the driver's seat, throw a leg over the machine. Like, that's what does it for you, you know? And, you know, back then, it wasn't as easy as just sending out an inquiry to 10 dealerships and then sitting back and waiting for someone to get back to you. Like, the customers actively went to a dealership. They were looking for a salesperson, a presentation, and that's something that I always really enjoyed doing. And today, it's still just as important. It's more than just sending out your best price. It's explaining why this product is good, what it does, you know, better than anyone else's product, and then what I can do for you. You know, those two, and this is the things that I preach in my showroom. You know, it's not just about being the lowest price on a website. When someone comes into your showroom, treat that customer like gold. Give them the best presentation. Don't just show them a unit that's, you know, sitting outside your dealership building with a bunch of cobwebs on it, you know, staged next to 10 others of the same color. Okay, get that one unit that they're interested in, bring it to the front of the showroom and make a presentation about it. Be a salesperson, put a smile on, put a little energy into it, you know. And I found that that's one of the things that's gonna set us aside from some of the other places out there. You know, it's not Amazon. You know, people come in and they're still looking for a product. And in power sports, it's so much more important that they get that presentation because this is their toys. You know, it's something that they should be having fun with. Get the family involved. This is not a necessity type purchase. It's something that we really want to show them how fun it is.
It's time for hot takes. One controversial power sport question, one raw answer. No time to think, just real talk.
Is e-commerce killing your showroom, or do you think it's more good for the industry because it's more convenient for the customer in some situations?
E-commerce is important because there's lots of people, you know, shopping in the internet's easy, you know, and you know, everybody shops the same way. You sort by price, lowest to highest, and you've got to be on the first page of results to even be considered, right? You know, but at the same time, you know, as I said, it's not just about being the lowest price. You know, we do offer a quality level of service. You know, we have a beautiful inventory here, knowledgeable salespeople. And then once you've, you know, figured out what unit you want, I'd love to introduce you to one of my parts guys that can go through a good build sheet with you, customize that unit exactly how you want. And you don't always get that, you know, kind of cookie cutter service just through e-com. So it's got to be both. You're part of the 20 group.
Joining groups.
As a kind of a newer member of the team, it's something that I would like to emphasize. Anything that I can learn from another dealership, if they have some best practices that I can adopt here, that's awesome. If I can help another dealership, you know, pick up on a couple cool tricks, yeah, for sure. Again, I'm trying to use my experience from Southern California. Everyone tells me it's a different market, and I found that it's not that much of a different market. The desirability of the units is somewhat different. I come from an area that prioritizes the sport type side by sides, the wide track for desert racing, whereas here people tend to lean towards more the narrow trail type things because the terrain is a little bit different. But you know what? At the end of the day, the customers are still the same. I've said it a million times. It's more than just price. They do need a great presentation to go along with whatever they're buying.
Just to end, if you have any advice to give to anybody 10 years ago, what advice you'd give yourself or just anybody that's coming into the industry?
I mean, I do everything in my power to make sure that that sleazy dealership reputation does not exist here. You know, and if there's ever a problem, just own it. Just be honest, be an adult, you know, explain the situation. I say under promise, over deliver, you know, set realistic expectations, and stuff happens from time to time, but you know, don't avoid the customer. Don't BS somebody, or else you're only leaving yourself open to other problems. It takes a little bit of practice, but you know, I've actually kind of become to be more comfortable with, you know, delivering news like that. And it's not always pretty. And I just hope that the person puts themselves in my position and understands that I do it with honesty and credibility. I mean, sometimes what do you want me to say? Stuff happens. But this is the situation we're in, and this is what I'm going to do to, you know, help move along.
Well, thank you so much to our guests for joining us today, and a huge thank you to our listeners for tuning in. I hope you found today's conversation insightful and inspiring. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with others in the power sports industry. We're excited to see you at the next one.